Call the Joint Appropriations Subcommittee, Judicial Branch, Law Enforcement, Justice to order. With that, Alex, would you take the roll?
Vice Chair Osmundson.
Here.
Representative Dudick.
She's excused. She's got a couple of bills up.
Senator Howard.
Here.
Representative Lynch.
Here.
Representative Patelis.
Here.
Senator Wolken.
Here.
And Chair Brodel.
Here. Mr. DeWitt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You came in and you had yet another stack of papers in front of your seats. I gave you a revised schedule. What I did was I moved the Sentencing Commission work session up one day to the 8th of February, and then we moved the Department of Corrections Executive Action to the 9th. I thought it was probably better to have it in that order because the Sentencing Commission bills impact the Department of Corrections. And then you have your voting sheets for today. I emailed you those also. And you have a stack with a big binder clip on it. This is from Beth McLaughlin, the court administrator. The judicial branch is required in statute to provide reports to you. And these are those reports plus other ones like the one of them is the drug court. One is their IT report. And they also have ones on some of the interim committees that they dealt with, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. DeWitt. And the judicial branch is up before us next week, so I would encourage you to get through these reports and make any notes that you need on them before then. And with that committee, we will be taking executive action on the PSE, and we'll open for executive action. Motions from the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move. I would move DP 1 and DP 3 as requested for all programs in the agency.
Questions, comments from the committee? Seeing none, we have a motion before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Representative Dudick votes aye by proxy.
Representative Dudick is an aye by proxy. With we have any noes? With that, motion is approved unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve DP2 as requested and as modified to incorporate the rate changes adopted by the General Government Subcommittee. Staff is authorized to make the changes adopted by the General Government Subcommittee and report back after changes are made, Mr. Chairman.
Committee, we have a motion before us. Is there a discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That Representative Dudick votes.
Aye by proxy, and can I just say she'll just be voting with me? Okay.
I don't think there's any issues with that, so that works. Okay, with that, we have DP2. Motion has passed unanimously. We'll further motions.
Mr. Chairman, Osmundson. I would move DP201705, Pipeline Safety Federal Spending Authority, as requested, Mr. Chairman.
Committee, we have a motion before you. Is there a discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That DP201701 has DP201705 has passed unanimously. Further motions, Representative Osmundson.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Greg. Greg, we had you write up a couple of motions.
Mr. Chairman, they're DP4 and DP5. The DP4 are the management positions, and DP5 are the ones the lawyer, the paralegal, and the utility analyst. They were at the bottom of the list.
And Greg, if I'm reading this right, DP5 is giving them three positions, and that's the utility analyst and the legal. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the utility analyst and legal and the paralegal were three FTE. And in DP4, There were four positions, but one of them was a 0.44 position, so it's 3.4 is what the management positions would have been.
So yeah. These would be reductions in FTE?
They are. You'll see those in the column under FTE amounts, and they're in negative dollars.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I move DP4, I'd be taking the management positions and the IT position. Is that correct?
You'd be taking the funding away for those positions. Correct. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I would move DP4, vacant management and IT FTE reduction as a subcommittee recommendation. It's $277,840 and $18, $278,000 and $47 in $19. That associates to the 3.44 FTE, Mr. Chairman.
Questions from the committee? Comments? Senator Wilkin.
Chair Bodell, thank you. So is this with the understanding that next session the agency can come back with their strategic plan and ask for some of these reinstated if they need that?
That's their prerogative, in my opinion, Mr. Chairman.
That I would agree with that. Further questions, comments from the committee? Seeing none, committee, you have a motion before you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. With that, the motion is passed unanimously. Further motions, Senator Osmundson.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's all the motions I'll be making.
Further motions from the committee? Seeing none, that closes the hearing for today. We will leave this agency open until the end of Section D. With that, do we have further questions, comments from the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned. Seeing none, we are adjourned.